In Let's Go to the Movies this week, I chose a TV series which is quite remarkable. I was inspired to watch it because I had watched and recommended Borgen to you, which was a Danish TV series on the political, or it was about a prime minister and the president of Denmark. And it's just fascinating, very well done. The Eagle is about a police officer who's half Icelandic, half Danish. And his name is Hallgrim Hallgrimsson, and he is nicknamed the Eagle. And he's the lead investigator for an international crime investigation unit focused on cross-border crimes that take him to Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Russia, and Germany, all across Europe. And what's quite interesting to me about this series is it went on for 3 years, so you have quite a few, is you see the extraordinary collaboration and interaction among the Europeans and handling this transnational crime. And then very occasionally the Americans come in and out, and you see in a remarkably well done process how the world looks at the Americans. You're watching people who care about the facts and the truth and who are willing to deal with sort of the complexity of the 28 tracks that Joseph talks about. And the Americans will only deal with two tracks. They are heavy on ideology, and sort of they get everything done by force, and it always makes a mess. And unfortunately, you see it both in Borgen and you see it here. And what you begin to really, what emerges is a picture of America that is destroying its own brand. It's very sad. Now, what's interesting is if you look at just what we've seen over the last 2 days from Trump, Tillerson, and Lavrov, and the way they treated Andrea Mitchell, maybe there's hope. Maybe we don't have to completely destroy America's brand. So you know me, I'm always an optimist. Okay, our interview today, as I said, is with Rob Kirby. It's a follow-up on a great interview we did in March on the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And if you haven't listened to that, you might want to go back and check out that interview or the transcript because it's great background for what we talk about. Interest rate swaps are the most significant portion of the outstanding derivative book globally. And interest rate swaps are a critical part of how the central banks and the global treasuries have engineered interest rates down. And if you look at what has been accomplished, it's one of the reasons that I believe that interest rates, so they will rise some, will never rise a lot, because in fact, if you look at the book of derivatives, they can't be allowed to. Then you are talking about nuclear war if it happens. Anyway, but Robin, I go into it in much greater detail, and it's one of those highly complex financial topics that generally is off limits for many people. And the power of what Rob has tried to do over many years is he's tried to make this information accessible and understandable. So it can really help you understand a piece of when people ask me how is the slow burn engineered, the role of the Exchange Stabilization Fund and the interest rate swap book is incredibly important to engineering the slow burn, and so I recommend it to you.